This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We did the Ravens film yesterday. Now let's get to the Bengals. They were up, then they weren't. Got outscored 21-13 to Buffalo. Let's talk about that Cincy offense. Things were looking good, Vinny, and then all of a sudden they went a little bit haywire.
Well, let me hit you with a little breaking news before we start.
What do we got here?
Well, this is big news here. Travis Jones, 3-year, $40.5 million contract extension, ties him to Baltimore through 2028.
There you go. So yeah. Travis Jones in a walk year of his deal.
Yep, that is huge.
Got himself paid.
That
not
is
to get off topic too
big.
Much, but could that be a byproduct of the fact that they might not be confident that Matt Ibike will be back here?
Or the other thing, too, Bob, is, I mean, you got a young draft pick that is getting better each year. I mean, those are the kind of guys that you want to keep. You know, so what did he get? 13 mil a year? Good for him.
Yeah, so congratulations to Travis Jones, who got hosed last week by the officials.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt. All right, now the Bengals offense. Now, watching the Buffalo game, it's kind of hard because they're slipping and sliding all around. So I went back and rewatched the Ravens game again, too, to get two games on them. And when I look at the receivers, because I'm guessing Higgins is not playing.
He was very, 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 very limited yesterday.
Yeah, and if you have, you're on your second concussion, you're not missing a week. You're missing a few weeks. And I wouldn't even, it would not shock me, Bob, if they lose, that he's done for the season. So receiver-wise, Ja'Marr Chase is a stud. We know that. And he is a phenomenal route runner, too. So, I mean, that is the guy that they got to be worried about. That is the only guy, really, they got to be worried about. If you're playing man coverage, worry about Chase. Otherwise, the rest of the guys, they're just better receivers against zone. They should not beat any of them in man-to-man coverage. Now let's look at the offensive line. Now, when we look at the line, Orlando Brown and Mims, the right tackle, 75 and 71. I wasn't crazy about them coming into the game, but you know what? They did a good job in pass. We're just going to talk pass protection first. Pass protection, both tackles, they did a good job. I mean, you're playing the Ravens, who doesn't sack anybody. They did a good job. They held up, and Burrow, you know, he didn't get hit that often. Now, the inside three guys, Fairchild, Karras, the center, and Rivers, the right guard, they're big, not athletic kind of guys. And the center maybe is a little athletic. they're decent in pass protection because, you know, they just get their body in the way. They do a good job there. Now, this offensive line as run blockers, they suck. They suck, and that's why they are ranked in rushing. They're 30th, 86 yards a game. They do not knock anybody off the ball. They don't. I mean, in both games, Buffalo and the Ravens game, they just come off and they get no movement whatsoever. I feel bad for the running backs. I feel bad for Chase Brown because, man, they don't open up any. They don't even try. And linebacker-wise, I mean, you get – they're not coming up blocking the linebackers. So it's pass blocking, they're decent. Run blocking, they're terrible. So, I mean, that's kind of the issue with them. Now, Gesicki, the tight end. Noah Fant, the tight end. I mean, we've seen Gesicki around forever. I mean, none of them are really blockers. Fant's a better blocker than Gesicki. Gesicki's more of a receiver. They're zone guys. They're not going to beat you in man coverage. But they're zone. They're good targets. They'll catch the football. And same with Chase Brown. Chase Brown and Perrine, they'll catch the ball. Chase Brown actually has 51 receptions. So what they like to do is he's going to look at Chase. Chase is covered. He'll come back quick and dump it off. And you better be able to tackle Chase Brown because he's going to catch it short. And that's their run game. You know, they're going to dump, pass, and that's what they will do.
Yeah, he had a couple TDs last week in Buffalo.
Yep. So the tight ends, like I said, just okay. Chase Brown, he catches. He's got 51. He's their second leading receiver behind Chase with 91. So, I mean, that's the thing with him. And Burrow, Burrow's a stud. You know, I mean, Burrow's good. He threw two picks against Buffalo. One was a hell of a play by the defensive guy. So they just got to get some pressure. You got to get some pressure. You can't just let him, the good quarterbacks, you can't just let stand back there and do what they want to do. And that's what the Ravens did the last time. And they let him, I mean, because he was coming in rusty and it took him a quarter, but they let him get into the rhythm.
It's 58-80-105.7 The Fed. We'll break down the Cincinnati defense coming up around 12:45. When we come back, reset the program for you. News from the desk. Top of the hour, we're going to hear from John Harbaugh and others. Buy or sell, where's the late week money? Hopefully counting that at 12:15. Talk about the sports subjects of the day. And Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk about Pete Alonso going to sign with the Orioles pending physical. And what is next? Kenny Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.